And I would define a mythology as an organization of affect images which evoke and direct psychological energies, direct them specifically to the aims and purposes of a contemporary society. The mythological imagery of the past has always served four basic functions. The first function I would call the mystical function. It is properly the religious function. It's that of awakening and maintaining in the spirit of the individual a sense of awe and mystery and gratitude for the mystery dimension of the universe. Man's greatest quality is awe. That is what pulls him into action, into quest, into search, into achievements, and into life. I wonder how many of you saw that really rather darling movie, the 2001, about the space odyssey. This begins with a scene way back in the period of Pleistocene, the little ape men. And of these ape men, there is one who has a sense of awe. There is a strange vibrating panel, and he goes and he feels it. The rest are all interested in economics and politics and sociology. Sociology consists in taking the fleas off each other. This one was filled with awe, and he was the one that moved on to human beings. And then after he got up way up in the sky on the way to Jupiter or something like that, there's that same panel floating there. And that is what distinguishes man from economists, that is to say, the apes. So, the first function then of mythology is this one of recognizing and feeling gratitude, not resentment, to the mystery dimension. And when you realize what that asks of you, it asks that you affirm life. And when you think of what the nature of life is, this is not easy to do. For millions of years before eyes opened, life was going on. It's deeply planted. And for 9 darling months before you're born, your little organism has come into being. You haven't seen what it's all about or what it's for. Then eyes open. And you become aware of what's going on out there. And what is going on out there? Things are eating each other. And that's what life is. It is a monstrous, horrendous affair. And some people find that unattractive. Some feel that this isn't as things ought to be. The consciousness of what's going on comes along a couple of billion years after it's been going on, very late for the show, and much too late to make any essential corrections, and then says, this shouldn't be. Schopenhauer stated this position, life is something that should not have been. And there is a whole system of philosophies based on that recognition. And you're perfectly welcome to it. It's a perfectly valid judgment. Just think about it. And when that happens, then there come mythologies and techniques for pulling out. Not ever coming back here again. You can't stop the world, but you can stop yourself from being in it. The more primitive and earlier and more to me, attractive mythologies are those that find ways of making man affirm this, participate in it, and not feel guilt for being alive. I don't know a single primitive mythology or early mythology that says no to life. And they have a much tougher time than we do. So the first function is to say yay to that horrendous thing out there, and many of these grotesque, horrendous rites that are performed of human sacrifice and torture are simply making visible before the eyes with a recommendation for affirmation of what life is. Now there is a third kind of attitude. One is affirmation, absolute, okay as is, I've got to participate. The other is negation, I refuse to play. And the third is an attitude that originates in Persia, as far as the historical documentation of this goes, the notion that the world was originally good, that a good God created it, and that then an evil power brought evil into the world, and you have the fall motif, and that everyone is called upon to make a decision between the light and the dark, and to participate on the light side, and so help toward the restoration. And we have the mythologies then of a progressive restoration of the world. This we have inherited in Christianity, in Judaism also, and in a secularized form in the philosophies of progress. One way or another, an affirmation or an absolute negation, but that negation involves an affirmation also, namely the affirmation of the negation. There's something worth striving for, which is, it throws all this away.